Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Wills reaches second base with a double. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Wills moves to third. One out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills scores. There goes Moon trying to get to second. Cannell throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to Moran, who tags Moon for the out. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Craig. Davis moves to third. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Mets, 1. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman strikes out. There goes Hunt. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podres hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmel moves to second. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Craig bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first for the double play. Moran moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Moran scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Ken Rowe now pitching. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 4, Mets, 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Moran applying the tag. 2 outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Dodgers. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rowe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moran for the out. Two outs. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cannell moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is hit by the pitch. Cannell moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Cannell scores. Hunt moves to third. Hickman moves to second. It's 6-5, Dodgers. Duke Snider pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Hickman scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 7-6, Mets. Larry Sherry now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carmel strikes out. 2 outs. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing right field. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bearnerth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearnerth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carmel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carmel takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Rod Cannell now playing right field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive towards short. Moran catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bearnerth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearnerth strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Peronoski covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Dodgers, 7, Mets, 7. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gilliam moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hickman. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to third. Moon moves to second. It's 8-7, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. Moon tags and moves to third. Davis tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing right field. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 9, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.